Welcome to Pod Metro, the official podcast of the Intellectual Property and Technology Club, University of Ibadan, bringing you updates on the bustling world of IP. Hi guys, welcome to Pod Metro. This is the roundtable segment. My name is Irawo Olua and I have with me the beautiful
Anolua.
On today's episode, we have a very special guest. She is the current General Secretary of IPTLC UI, a Taylor Swift fan. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Lillian. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
So, Anu, shoot with today's story.
Okay, so let's just call today's topic, should artists own their masters?
A very fitting title.
Mm-hmm. Should artists own their masters? And our case study today is none other than the beautiful, amazing singer-songwriter. All our haters.
Go on.
Taylor Swift.
Okay,
so I think 2019. Taylor Swift, no, let's start from the beginning, way back in 2004.
Okay.
Taylor Swift signed to Big Machine label. And she signed her ownership of her masters. And for those who don't know, masters are the original recordings of songs. So essentially, if you own someone's masters, you can choose what to do with them, whether to use it in an advert or in a movie. You own the masters. So in exchange for the ownership of her masters, she got back cash advance to start her career. Keep in mind that she was a 15-year-old girl.
Go on!
15-year-old girl starting her career.
Move on.
Now, sorry. Flash forward a couple years, she released 6 albums, then she ends her contract with Big Machine label.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, the normal thing is that when you end your contract with this particular label, you're supposed to have the right to buy.
And the label also has the ability to not sell. Go on.
Okay. And then she signed to Universal Music Group. Yeah. Right now, she owns everything she's going to create, all the master everything she's going to create forward.
Yeah.
Then 2019, Scooter Brown's Ithaca Holdings bought Big Machine label, and with it came Taylor Swift's masters. 2020, Scooter Brown sold Taylor Swift's masters.
Was it illegal?
That's not the question. I'm just giving the facts.
Oh, okay.
I'm just giving the facts.
Okay.
2020, he sold out of everything in Taka Holdings. Mm-hmm. He sold Taylor Swift's masters to Shamrock Holdings without her consent or her knowledge.
Okay.
She was informed.
Go on by the story.
I'm going on with the story. She was informed by Shamrock Holdings itself.
Okay.
We now own your masters, so we're willing to partner with you. And I just want to add as a side note that 2021, Scooter Brown sold Ithaca Holdings to IVE Entertainment. So that's the story. Now, what's the debate about? And let me just start off with my opinion since I gave the story. I'm of the opinion that she should have. No, I didn't even mention it, like in this, doing all this. She was willing to buy her masters.
For you to mention that she was in negotiation.
She was in negotiation to buy her masters. So now, my own opinion. And if you don't know, Taylor Swift is recording those albums, trying to get back power and control of her own work, her own stories, her own albums.
Yeah.
6 albums that she made for 10 years. Okay, so my own opinion is that she should have her masters. There should not have been any sale of the masters to somebody else other than her in the first place, because she was willing to buy it. It's a different thing if she didn't have the funds, or she didn't have the money, or she was just like, meh, I don't care what you do about it in the beginning. But since she was willing to buy it, and she wanted to, and she had the money to, and she was not sold to her, that's where my problem is. And the fact that they sold it to the same person that bought it, he didn't even keep it. Why didn't you keep it? If it was like, I did not sell it to you because I want to make money from it, but you sold it to someone else.
I see you nodding, Lillian. Please.
I feel like you should speak first.
No.
Like, I don't want it to be Taylor.
Oh, Taylor Sultan.
It's like.
Yeah. I feel you, Anu. I really feel you. On a deep level. I just have two questions.
Okay.
These label guys, they also have the right to not sell. Yes or no? Okay.
Yes.
Now, you said that when Scooter sold the master to the other group, mm-hmm. he didn't inform Taylor. Was he legally supposed to inform Taylor? Yes or no?
No.
I feel you. So you I hope you are getting me now. I like Taylor Swift. I really like Scooter Braun. But I'm trying to be objective here.
Mm-hmm.
So legally, Scooter is not wrong, but maybe on the human side, let me get credit for my work, let me have my own masters.
Yeah,
maybe he didn't do well, but he's a business owner, money must be made.
This is now the thing, like, if you say it's strictly business, then it would have made sense for him to like
keep it,
or even if he wanted to sell it afterwards, he could have sold it to her. Because like, you're talking about business, this is somebody that has been in negotiations with her original company to buy her masters back. Okay, they were not willing to sell.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they were not willing to sell to her initially because like they wanted her to sign another contract. Her contract expired in 2018.
Okay.
They wanted her to sign another contract with them, like to release more albums. It was like a give and take situation.
Oh,
like,
so we'll give more you masters
and then we'll give you
a master.
And she was not willing to do that because like, it wasn't profitable for her.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
And then at that stage in her life,
and
her she was not thinking of releasing
albums. Yes, she actually had no plans.
Lover was supposed to be the last album.
So, okay, fine. You do not want to sell to me. You sell the company to Scooter Braun. That one is nice. Scooter Braun buys it. And the thing is, I feel like why this is an issue, why we're talking about this, is the fact that she and Scooter Braun have like history.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. She has said that he allegedly bullied her in many situations, many scenarios. It's something we cannot go into because like it's a she said he said situation.
Yeah.
But like, let's leave that aside. Her masters were sold to someone she did not particularly like.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with that because like it's a business arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
He's a businessman. Good. Now he buys it, and being a businessman, you know that there's someone else willing to pay as much for this right. You're not willing to enter negotiations with that person. You're not willing to sell to that person. The person speaks up because she announced that she had intentions to record her albums. At this time, he was still the owner of the masters. She announced that she was going to start recording her albums to get back her rights. It was after the announcement that he sneakily, I used the word sneakily because it was very hush-hush, he sneakily sold those master recording rights to Shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we are talking about. Why the sneaky? That's it for me.
But like, was it legal sneaky?
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's not a matter of illegality now. Because on the business side, everything he did, it was very clean.
Yeah.
But
no,
morally,
selling to Shamrock was not clean.
I think it was clean because it was a business arrangement.
I bought something, okay, I'm telling you back to
but
me.
But I still,
it was a thing of, at least since her name is on this album, she should have heard about somebody buying her master.
I feel like he was obligated,
she should have,
like morally obligated.
Morally.
Even if it was not legally obligated, I just feel like her names are on this album.
Okay.
Do you get? So if he's going to sell it, she may have been saying, oh, please don't sell it.
Please don't.
I'll buy it. But
yes,
she should have known
that
he's selling it. Instead of Shamrock telling her that,
they're having to tell her that, oh, your business has been sold to us.
It belongs to us now. So next time, they can go to say, next time, like,
mm-hmm.
So you could have sold it to
anybody.
And I was going to mention the fact that, I don't know, when I was saying this story, I mentioned the fact that in 2021, he sold Itaka to Ai.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he remove Taylor Swift? Because then I would have owned Taylor Swift's masters right now. And not that I know them personally at Ai. My face that I know, I don't see them doing something as sneaky as selling Taylor Swift's masters. They could have sold it back to her. So it just brings back to my point of he does not want her
to own
our masters. And most, like, it's because of Chelsea that we're now finding out that most of our favorite artists that
buy their masters,
they don't own their masters, which I think is so unfair.
It is so unfair.
Imagine actually like releasing albums year after year. People like Kanye West, with you know how many albums he has and he does not own
and
the masters.
Right. So
That's crazy to me. So it's not like, oh, Scooter Brown thing, even though I could care less.
It starts with Scooter Brown.
Yeah, I could care less for Scooter Brown.
It starts with Big Machine.
Okay.
It starts with Big Machine. Okay, we're looking past that. It actually starts
with music labels trying to exploit young, struggling artists.
Okay, that's
the first conversation.
That's true. It starts with them too.
That's why you said, you talked about the fact that Taylor Swift, the initial contract she signed with them was not like well thought out.
Yes.
Because...
And that's an advice. That's why IP. That's what we're bringing awareness to IP now. So like for our young
upcoming
artists, are you listening? Like, get a lawyer to read you whatever you're doing. Get a lawyer to read you whatever you're doing. It might make sense to you at that point though. Mm-hmm, that I'm
you're
getting
broke
money.
And desperate.
I'm getting money back. Oh, I'm going to be able to perform at this show. Like, but then you should be actually if you put in. Work. You should be able to.
It can affect the rest of your career.
Yes,
that simple step.
Most like it's. They saying that Beyonce does not own her masters too. Apparently, I didn't see her name.
She doesn't. And that's just sad.
That's mental. Sad.
Yes, because then she's Beyonce. Like, how does that work?
So I know that they earn money from performing rights, but like when you grow old and you can't perform.
Mm-hmm. All those licenses, right?
Like
it's
when
the masters.
Yes, it's the masters. When you somebody wants to use your music, like imagine people that sound
yes, sampling.
Yeah, so like we all agree that artists should own their masters.
Yes,
do you get?
Yes,
we all agree that they should own their masters. But like going forward, what do we think? Like let's. Okay, personalize this to your situation now. It's too late because she's recording her albums and they are selling more than they sold at that time. Yeah. And I think they didn't, like Lillian was telling me earlier, they underestimated her following.
Yes.
Yeah. She has a lot.
She has
a lot.
And her fans are very, like,
very diehard.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Very diehard fans.
So I feel like they did not, like, realize how much more she could make. From recording
Yes, because she's making.
And she's she's taking a lot of risks with it. Because initially, the whole masters that she was fighting for, like the albums, the songs, like there were a lot of restrictions on how much she could release and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like now that she's going out of her way to like release an album with 26 songs,
10-minute
long songs, mm-hmm. and they're actually
it's
making sales. You get
because people generally don't stream.
People don't stream long. Yes,
people don't stream long songs.
It's working out
for her. So, but then I was also going to mention the fact that they're looking at the IP side of it. So how can she record these songs? And then I read that she has to make it at least distinctive from the old ones. So it's not as if she's infringing on Shamrock.
IP, right.
Since they own the masters now. And if you listen, I heard that the difference is that she does the backup vocals herself now. And then her voice, the vocal texture is different.
Yeah.
Like when you hear Red Taylor's version and you hear that Red, that
oh my goodness,
the other Red,
the other Red,
and yet you'll be able to hear the difference.
But I feel like this issue of distinctiveness, it's subjective because, like, we now were saying, like, it's distinctive because of the texture of her song, of her voice has changed, and the fact that, like, she's using her own backup vocals. But, like, do you think? I'm just saying that because, like, I don't know.
Is there any difference like that?
Because she actually said it, that she's going out of her way to not make it so different from the original. Do you get? She's not like adding new things to it. It's just her singing what she sang before. Sure. Like,
we'll have to go back and listen.
Because, like, even a case is brought to the court now, and you have to like address the issue of distinctiveness.
But then who is going to sue her?
No, of course. That's what I'm saying. Calm
down, Shamrock.
It's not about seeing. I'm just saying, like, the issue of stickiness. Do you think she has met that?
I don't know, because I try not to listen to the old albums as much as
possible. Die Hard Taylor Swift fan.
No, because he's not giving. Oh. She's not making money for me. You get? She's not making money for me, and then she's clearly against the fact that if she was fine with somebody else owning her master, I wouldn't care so much. Even if she was recording them, if she was just recording them as part, they brought it.
Okay, actually, when Fearless came, I actually re-listened.
Like, you re-listened to the old one?
I listened just that song, Fearless. To compare.
Ah, I would say, like, I listened to Wildest Dreams.
Okay.
There was a difference to me. But that's just because I'm a Taylor Swift fan. So I hear that, her voice is different. But in terms of the song and the arrangement and the composition, it's pretty much the same thing. But then nobody has come up and said, oh.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? What do you now do about artists in Nigeria that they don't even sign contracts? They just enter because I want to sing. That's so risky.
Very risky.
And it happens a lot.
But then do they write their own songs? When it comes to masters,
okay. Yeah, is it and the composition?
The original recording.
Yeah. So is it like my voice on that song? Is that what?
I think it's the recording itself. What's this? The instrumentals, everything. It's just that in the original song. So I don't think it comes down to songwriting. I think when it comes down to songwriting, it's like the fact that you're saying, okay, this person should have the right to own it because like they put in so much work.
Mm-hmm.
But like when it comes down to it, masters is just like.
But I've never even heard of masters in terms of music until this thing.
Yes, exactly.
And it's nice, like going forward, because I heard that Tory Lanez, I think this year he got his own back. Going forward, I would love to see more artists get their masters back, and I would love to see conversations in Nigeria, in the IP space of Nigeria, talking about. What would be funny if someone like Wizkid did not own his masters at this stage of his career? Very international.
Yes, it was very, very bad.
So, like, who owns it? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I've never heard of anything like, oh, somebody's coming forward and saying, I don't own my
book. I don't think it's a conversation.
Why not having that conversation now?
Because we don't care.
Maybe later.
Is it because we don't care?
I don't think thinking about it now, I do not think it's a matter of not caring. I think it's a matter of not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get? Because like before this Taylor Swift and Scooter Brown controversy,
nobody said anything.
So like cared. It's the issue that just like it, as I said, it shed light on a larger issue. That created awareness. Okay, do artists even own their masters? Mm-hmm. What is this? Why don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So like in the Nigerian space, I don't think a lot of people really know about masters, and it's a conversation, as she said, for another day.
So
going forward, artists should.
Yeah, I would actually really love if Shamo Goldings could sell the masters.
I mean, you're such an idealist.
I would love if they could sell it back to her. We have 1989 Taylor's version coming out soon.
Okay,
stream that. I would advise everybody if you feel like you want to give your money to Shamrock Goldings, you can stream the other. But if you want to like give the money to the person that you should belong to in the first place, anything that belongs
to you. If you want to listen to any Taylor Swift music, just listen to anyone. Thank you.
No.
I know what I'm saying.
No, listen to Taylor's version.
From Lover.
You can listen to
everything.
From Lover, Folklore, Evermore. But before that, make sure that's Taylor's version.
You guys should know that I'm the only objective person in this conversation.
No, we're being objective.
Of course.
I was objective.
Yes.
Yeah, I was objective to an extent.
Yeah, I'm the fully objective.
Because I was objective to an extent now. Taylor, that contract was signed in the beginning.
Yes, it was not it.
It was not it at all. Big machine label, like
you should have had. Okay,
you should have
hush, hush. Okay,
yeah, you could have given that.
You
could have
given
that.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So everybody has a lot of blame,
but like in what situation?
But then it's like, if you think about it, like look at someone like as big as Taylor Swift and it's happening to her. So I'm trying to think of people that
younger, smaller ones.
Coming up, like,
because we're talking about the fact that she's taking back her power and she's re-recording. But like for people that don't have like finances, like re-recording is no joke.
Mm.
Like it's a lot. So like having to like look at it that way, that oh, after all, I can record. It wouldn't work that way. So it's let's just be careful from the beginning.
So just like we said, get a lawyer,
an IP.
Get educated.
Yes.
There are sites, their website that are out to help independent artists make better choices when they are starting.
I know, but if you're an independent artist, you don't need. You won't be signing any contract because I know Chance the Rapper has owns his masters.
Oh,
because an independent artist. But if you are going to sign into, because I understand why you want to sign into a label for the push. Like it just helps better. Like it helps when you have push on radio.
Yeah.
You can go on shows and everything. So I understand why she would sign the contract
at the beginning.
I just wish that she had thought about maybe it should not have been something like an exchange. Or maybe she could have done like 50%. Because how much cash did they give her? Like maybe she even doubted that she'd become that.
Yeah.
Because how much cash would they have given her back for the. That's just
our future. Oh well, we've come to the end of this episode. This was interesting.
Yes. It was not as
hot as we thought it would be. It's still hot, but it works.
Thank you for listening. Please let us know what you think on Twitter and Instagram at IPTLC_UI. Until the next episode, bye bye.